All right, everybody, get ready, because today we are diving into, get this, the Yoga of Threefold Faith, straight out of the Bhagavad Gita. I know, right? Sounds kind of out there, but stick with me on this.
Okay.
This isn't about like doing downward dog and praying at the same time, though that's probably good too. I don't know.
Right.
This is about faith, and not just the religious kind, but how it really shapes how we act and how we see the world. What do you think?
You hit the nail on the head with that one. Seriously interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we use faith every single day, right? We have faith in our own skills, faith that our bus isn't going to be ridiculously late, maybe even faith that, I don't know, putting ketchup on a hot dog is just wrong. It's always there, even when we don't realize it.
I never thought about it like that. It's like faith is the current under all the choices we make, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, so then what about this whole threefold faith thing? What's the scoop on that?
It all boils down to these things called gunas, which, and I know this might sound kind of esoteric, but they're basically the fundamental energies, the vibes, if you will, in everything around us. And everyone's got their own mix.
So kind of like personality building blocks, but for like the universe.
You got it. Think of it like this. We've got sattva, which is like that friend, you know, the one, always calm, cool, collected, even when everything's going haywire. They just approach life with this clear, peaceful energy. Then there's rajas. This is your super driven friend, always on the move, total go-getter. And then we've got tamas, which, well, might be that friend who's always running a little late, prone to getting stuck in a rut. We've all got a dominant guna that really colors how we experience the world, including how we understand and deal with faith.
Got it. So, like, I'm picturing him like, are you a sunrise, a midday sun, or a sunset kind of person?
Yeah, good way to think about it.
Okay, so then how does, like, knowing whether you're more of a sattva, rajas, or tamas person, how's that change anything?
Let's say you're trying to nail this big goal you've got. Someone with strong sattva, they might just kind of ease into it, you
Yeah.
know? Like with this quiet confidence, trusting their gut to lead the way, a rajasic person, oh, they're going to tackle that goal head on, full speed ahead, driven by ambition and really by action. But then you've got someone with tamas as their main thing, and they might really struggle. Self-doubt creeps in. They might even put it off because they just don't have faith in themselves to actually succeed.
Whoa, okay, yeah, that's kind of scary how accurate that is.
Right.
It's like knowing yourself, knowing your guna, is the cheat code.
Totally.
Reminded me of something we found while prepping for this. There's a lot about how important having a positive mindset is to hitting your goals.
It's huge.
And that really seems to be what this guna thing is all about.
Absolutely. Recognizing your natural tendencies can be a total game changer. Like, imagine you realize you lean towards tamas. Just knowing that about yourself can help you consciously come up with ways to, like, break down big, scary goals into smaller, more manageable steps so you don't get overwhelmed.
So instead of getting bogged down by, ugh, I'm a tamas person, you use that knowledge to make things work for you.
Exactly.
It's not about wishing for stuff to happen. It's about getting your actions to match up with your goals in a way that just clicks with how you operate.
You're getting it.
I try.
And it connects to this bigger idea of, you know, holistic living. It's not enough to just like say you believe in something. It's about really living those beliefs every day in every choice you make.
So, like, if I'm always saying honesty is super important, but then I keep telling all these little white lies,
Right. It just doesn't line up.
it's like, gotta practice what you preach, yeah.
Exactly. That's where true faith comes in. And I don't just mean religious faith, faith in yourself, your values. It gets really powerful when your actions back it up.
It's like what Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world.
Right.
We covered a lot of ground, huh?
We did.
But the big takeaway is knowing about those gunas, about those, like, inner energies that drive us,
Yeah.
that can seriously change how we approach, well, everything.
Here's something to think about. How do you think your dominant guna, the one that resonates most with you, how do you think that shapes the way you handle life's curveballs? Would it change how you go after what you want, how you connect with the people around you, even how you understand what your purpose is?
Ooh, good one.
It's all about getting to know yourself better, and I hope this deep dive helps you see things from a different perspective.
And on that note, folks, thanks for nerding out with us today. Keep those brains buzzing, and we'll catch you next time.